Good afternoon. High pressure is keeping it mostly dry across interior New York and New England today. However, a weak disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is generating a few clouds and scattered flurries and snow showers, which should drift through with little consequence. After a very cold start, temperatures will rebound into the middle and upper 20s for afternoon highs, with some lower 30s across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. With that high pressure center in control tonight, low temperatures will be back down into the teens and 20s for overnight lows with dry weather and mostly clear skies. This will set us up for a mostly sunny day on Sunday, a little bit milder, but still below normal for this time of year, with highs in the lower to middle 30s. Another weak disturbance will pivot through southern Canada and into the region on Monday. This will produce scattered clouds mixed with sunshine, and again, just the outside chance of a few flurries or snow showers, primarily across the higher terrain. The wind will become gusty out of the northwest later in the day, but not before temperatures reach into the lower 30s once again. A fairly quiet week ahead, with high pressure both at the surface and aloft dominating into the day on Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs both days around the 30-degree mark. A storm system developing in the middle of the country later in the week will pull in some milder air on Thursday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll stay dry with highs in the mid-30s. Then as the system approaches from our south and west, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Friday with the chance of showers by the end of the day, with highs reaching into the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level system is forecast to move across the southwestern United States and the West Texas Plains, where local totals of 3 to 4 inches of snow fell through early this morning. Mixed precipitation will also be possible farther east into northern Arkansas, including the Ozark region, where some higher accumulations are also possible. Then as that system continues to move east and organize a surface low that will track along the coast, snow will begin to develop across the southern and central Appalachians as southerly winds ahead of the low increase, drawing in ample moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, setting the stage for significant winter weather with considerable snow accumulations for the southern and central Appalachians through tomorrow. Snowfall amounts in these areas could exceed a foot, resulting in hazardous travel conditions, downed trees, and power outages. A wintry mix is expected farther east and south for the Piedmont areas of the Carolinas and southern Virginia, where wet snow and freezing rain may also disrupt travel and contribute to power outages. Meanwhile, this system is expected to produce heavy rain for areas farther to the south, particularly from eastern Texas into the lower Mississippi Valley. These rains may result in rapid stream rises and flooding, as indicated by the Weather Prediction Center excessive rainfall outlook, which shows a slight to moderate risk for flooding in these areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Brownsville, Texas, to a low of 24 below zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo a few snow showers, then mostly sunny with highs near 30. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 38 degrees, the average low 24. The record high 58 set in 1927, and the record low 3 below zero in 1902. Sunrise this morning was at 7:13 a.m., sunset this evening 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few scattered snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight with lows around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly cloudy today with highs right around 30. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 20. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds becoming breezy Monday, lower 30s. Mostly sunny around 30 Tuesday. More sunshine, lower 30s on Wednesday. Clouds mixing with sunshine on Thursday into the mid-30s, and increasing clouds with a chance of rain showers late in the day Friday, with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.